Yeah, the possibilities for that.
You could just say evening or afternoon, or something like that.
Afternoon, that's the way I use it.
That's what I say.
Yeah, not too many people use
it. Afternoon.
What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before.
Yeah, I got up this morning just before sunrise.
Yeah.
That's the way we used to get up, before sunrise.
Cause you had
that's
so much
what we did this morning.
Before sunrise, we'd be up. Before sunrise.
Wow.
How about, what would you call it when the sun goes down?
We was in the field, come in after dark.
Really?
That's right.
Like you say, you need to get the cows in before.
Well, on our particular situation here, we had the other to feed the cows, and we plowboys at the time we was flying mules. We had to go before light, before sun up, and come after sundown.
Yeah.
Because if you come in before sundown, our father would send you back. We're back on the north side of the field. You come in, you had to go back. You couldn't come in, and he saw the mule way across the field. He'd tell you where to go back and come in after it gets night. That's the way we had to do it.
So it didn't. So in other words, the guy that thought he was going to get off early and come in early, he sent him out to make sure he came in late.
That's right.
Him way out yonder.
Get all the work possible out.
That's right.
Didn't you say you'd call that a cloud burst when it rains real hard?
Cloud burst, that's what we call it, a cloud burst.
I'm trying to find this. When you say, you know, there's been a, like today there's a cloud burst or something like that, and it rains real hard, but then the rain stops and the sun starts coming back out. How would you say the weather is? What would you say it's doing? It's
we said it seemed like it's gonna clear up. Said, but other than that, said somebody gonna die.
Oh no!
That's what we said. Says look out, somebody gonna die behind this. That's what we said
out
in the old days.
It rains and clears up a lot.
That's right.
People are dropping like flies.
That's what we said. All right, somebody going to die and close in the family in a few days. Watch out. Showing up, it absolutely going to happen.
Oh, man.
Right. I stay away.
I live in the Sahara Desert.
How do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
What? Mantelpiece.
What are some of the other possibilities?
You call it something different?
That's
we call it mantelpiece. Some of them say mantelbowl, but I call it the mantelpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
We say mantelbowl, but I really call it the mantelbowl.
Yeah. Well, in a fireplace, what do you rest your logs on?
We had a scaffold right at the welding, a rack put up, and you put your firewood up in the rack.
Yeah.
You talking about put your lady. Put on in the fire.
Oh, in the fireplace.
Them the fire dog.
You call that fire dog. Fire dog.
How about the small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Well, we'd go out and chop kindling off a fat lighter stump.
And is that what you call is lighter? That stuff that's real rich that you use to
that's
start.
A rich lighter. That's like kerosene or gasoline. It light right up.
Yeah.
You put that in and put your oak wood in, and that's lighter would heat up the oak wood.
Keep that. The oak wood burns slower, doesn't
keep
it?
Keep the oak wood burn slower, but the lighter would heat it up and get it to burning.
Yes, it does. What do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it for hanging clothes?
We call it a closet.
Yeah. That one, I think everybody calls that a closet. I got
what
some
are
other
the
stuff.
Other possibilities?
Wardrobe or press or something.
Some people call it a wardrobe, but I call it a closet.
Yeah.
That's what
they
call it. Mine is a closet.
What do you call the boards on a house that they're overlapping and like they're horizontal on the house and they're overlapping boards?
On the roof up?
No, like on the side.
Oh, we call that side sheeting.
Side sheeting.